This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The opening day of the NBA's free agency signing period is a frenzy, with fans and the media waiting to see where the big stars land. As for the Cavs, they made a couple of moves on Friday aimed to strengthen their core. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about who the Cavs signed and why they didn't go big in free agency.
Well, probably a lot of casual fans said, well, who are these guys, especially if they heard all these different big names going elsewhere to different teams. All right, you throw a name and I'll give you a little bio.
Okay, so I've never heard of Max Strus.
Max Strus, 6'5", shooting guard or small forward. He came out of DePaul. He was not drafted. He went to camp with the Boston Celtics and got cut. He went to the Chicago Bulls, got cut, got picked up by Miami. They worked with him, and he went from being a guy sort of end of the bench to starting in the NBA Finals for Miami, and then signing a four-year, $63 million contract with the Cavaliers to play small forward.
Will he be a starter?
That would be my guess for that kind of money. They want him to make the corner three, as it's known, three-point shot from the corner. But this is like, you have to be kind of a hardcore NBA person to know who Max Strus is or why the Cavs wanted him.
Okay, so the other player that I have not heard of is George Niang.
George Niang played at Virginia Tech, and then he played in Utah, where he got to be known as the minivan, but I'm not sure why. He's about 6'8". He's not particularly athletic, but he can really shoot. And his last stop was Philadelphia. The Cavaliers watched themselves get kicked out of the playoffs by the Knicks for two reasons. One, they got out-rebounded a lot, but a big thing was they couldn't score 100 points. They said, we need to have outside shooting to draw the defense out so some of our better players can drive to the rim. So they looked at the market and said, who are kind of guys we could sign that are not super expensive? I know everybody's mind is just blowing out. Oh, yeah, $63 million is a bargain. But basically, right now, the average NBA player makes nearly $10 million a year.
So another player we have heard of because he was on the Cavs last season is Caris LeVert, signing a two-year, $32 million deal to stay.
Mm-hmm. Right, and I like LeVert. I mean, he's not great, but he's a pretty decent player. He can play small forward or shooting guard. He's athletic. He actually is one of the few guys that played pretty well against the Knicks in the playoffs. He averaged 15 points in those games. So what the Cavs looked at, they said, we have four guys we want to come back with, and that's Donovan Mitchell and Jared Allen, Darius Garland, and Evan Mobley. And they said, we're not going to just go crazy because we got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs and fire everybody. Remember, the NBA is like a manic league. Their brains fall out of their head and their eyes get wide in the offseason. And they set up this whole thing now for the weekend, much like the NFL does with the beginning of their free agency period, where it's a flurry of moves. It's a frenzy. And remember, they're all together. It's showbiz. Oftentimes, stability will pay off for you if you've got some good core players. You just have to kind of ride the roller coaster of up and downs, because you know how it is in the playoffs. You could have a bad week and you're done. That's how the Cavs looked at it.
So while it may look like the Cavs didn't do anything quote-unquote big, you like the moves.
Yes, because sometimes in your quest to make a big move, you can make a really dumb move. A lot of times we've seen, had you just stayed patient with some of your guys, it would have paid off better. I mean, there are times we need to go out and get a star. Like the Cavs made their, quote, big move a year ago.
Yeah, Donovan Mitchell.
That was the big move. Actually, Donovan Mitchell did what they wanted him to do for his first year. He made sure the team got in the playoffs. They won 51 games and lost 31 games. They sold out at home. I mean, they were great entertainment with a team where the average starter's age is 24. None of the starters are over the age of 26. So this is not the time to blow it up just so you can get a bunch of time on ESPN and a lot of internet hits.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream public media commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.